Welcome to Candidly 30.
No, we're not 30, but we're in our 30s, working through life.
Every week, we're discussing our favorites, our gratitudes, our grievances, and all the crazy in between.
Grab your favorite drink, get comfortable, because we're getting candid.
Welcome! Welcome, welcome!
Welcome, welcome to Candidly 30. This is Kelly.
This is Kayfler. What's going on?
How's everybody? We miss you. It feels like we haven't recorded in a long time, but I think it's just because we recorded so many episodes in one weekend.
True. But it's nice. I was going to say we are doing our Sunday recording session again, which I feel is like, I think we talked about this last week. It's a really good time to record. It's nice and quiet in my house. Everything outside is quiet. It's a relaxing day. I'm hoping that like everybody's having a nice day. Yeah.
Things are good. It's just like nice and rainy and chill here today, which I'm loving the rain. Like, I think everyone in the Pacific Northwest is like over rain most of the time, but like it never, okay, I always say never, but like it doesn't typically rain here. It just goes straight to snow. But so I'm like really liking the rain today. It's so lovely. And we went to the soaking pools this morning and it has like an open roof little thing. And so it's really nice just to like sit in the warm water with the rain. It was really lovely. So, and it's happy time change. I mean, it was a pretty rough go, but like I'm happy about the later sun or daylight, whatever you want to call. So
likewise, we made it, everybody. I was not prepared. I definitely like was not ready to not sleep because we lost an hour, right? We have to like fall forward or spring forward. So my brain and my body feel a little slow today, but it does mean that we are just hitting another hurdle or like, you know, point in the calendar to the warmer weather season. And I am very much looking forward to this summer. It's going to be awesome. I'm sick of the cold.
Oh my God. Wait, is it your half birthday? No, April is your half birthday, right?
Yes. Yeah, sorry. I don't know.
For some reason I was like, I don't know. I kind of like half birthdays. but I was just like looking at the clock and for some reason I was like, you kind of seem like a March-ish baby. Like you would be a March baby kind of. I don't know. I mean, obviously I know you're not, but yeah. I was just thinking, I was like, that would make sense if it's your half birthday.
Okay. Well, I'll go with it. I'm definitely a Scorpio. And I don't know if I subscribe to the Scorpio facts, but also when's the last time that I actually read my like astrology thing? It's been a while, probably since Delaney did it last strawberry, but we should have her do that this year again. We talked about it last year. That would be really fun.
I know we already talked about astrology stuff and how we don't subscribe, but someday we're gonna
it's also get into fun it.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Well, do you have any updates for everybody? What's going on?
Well, yeah, so we're getting down to, actually tomorrow, I have to go drive down to Portland because we're signing papers on the house. It's officially here. And then
we should have some sound effects, like, boom, pow, pow.
I know, right? It's like a big kid moment. Like, my husband and I were joking the other day, like, this is straight up adulting. Like, we have a mortgage now.
Oh, and shit.
Yeah. One of my other girlfriends, I got on the phone with her, Amanda, just a couple of days ago, and she like got a will and she's got like a life insurance policy because she has a now, like they have a baby. And I was like, damn girl, I remember taking shots and doing like crazy. Anyway, we won't get into it, but it's just weird to see my son, like super fun 20-year-old friend have a life insurance policy. Like we are straight up adults. Anyway.
Dang. I have a life insurance policy.
It's a big adult week for me. Do you really? Okay, maybe I need to get on that train.
I mean, I don't have to, but I get one with the government. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to be on it?
I had one when I worked.
I can add you. I haven't updated it since I got on board in like 2016. So I think it's my mom, pa, but you can be on it if you want to.
Let's do it. I love it. Yeah, so we're getting paperwork done Monday. Tuesday we get the keys and we're talking to the contractor. Yeah, it's just going to be a big adult week for Kayfler. So
cool. Congratulations. You made it.
Thank you. Very, very exciting.
Yeah.
Those are my updates, though. What about you?
You're going to be an Oregonian now. Oregonian.
Okay. How do they say it? Is it – because I was trying to figure this out with my husband the other day, and I like don't know if I feel comfortable calling myself an Oregonian.
What do you mean? Why? Oregonian.
Because yeah. I'm a Californian. I've been living in Washington for 3 years and I still call myself a Californian, like through and through.
Oh, interesting. Right? I mean, I don't call myself a Californian, I don't think, anymore. But people don't really like Californians here, so.
Oh, maybe so I should not say that. Okay. Yeah, fair
enough. I'm curious if Portland is as serious about it as Bend is. Like, even when I had my license plates, like California license plates still, like you have Washington license plates, so you'll be okay, I think. But like when I had my California license plates here, like I don't think I had them for very long, like less than a year. And I got pulled over 3 times. Like I got yelled at out of like people's Yikes. Car windows. Like people were not nice. Yeah. And every time I tell people I'm from California, they were just like, oh my God. Like people are very unkind about it. I mean, I get it. Like a lot of people from, like, during the pandemic especially, like, came here and, like, especially from the San Francisco area with, like, big tech money and just bought all the houses, which is why Bend, like, exploded so quickly and why houses are so expensive now. I kind of hate them also because now I can't afford a house here. So, yeah, it's real. Like, the struggle is real for sure. So, Yikes. Like, I kind of get it. But also, it's, like, no one who lives here really is from Bend. So, like, you Exactly. can't be mad if you're not from Bend, you can't be mad at anyone who lives here because like everyone is a transplant, literally everyone. So whatever.
Like, but how can you be biased against somebody who grew up on the West Coast? Like it's not even that far away from your supposed homeland. I don't know.
I know.
That is really so funny. Stupid to me, but whatever. Anyway, maybe
it's also so interesting. Calling. Yeah. Oregonian. But it's so funny because a lot of my friends are from California. Like literally, I think over 50% of us are Californians, I think.
Really?
Like, yeah, definitely. So
and you have a big funny. Group too. That's impressive. Yeah. Maybe they just like congregated together because like they all knew each other from California or whatever.
I mean, we were trying to figure that out. We were like, do Californians just like glob together? Like, what is it? Like,
possible.
What is it about us? Yeah. It's funny. So silly. But let's see. Updates from me.
How awesome the PNW is though from California, especially like San Francisco and like the northern state. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not surprising that they move up to Oregon because it's lovely.
Yeah, definitely. Just access to things is a lot easier from California. California is so spread out. Everything takes so long to get anywhere. It's I mean, huge. Oregon.
Yeah.
Oregon is like a little bit better. Still, things are a little bit more spread out. Like even Portland, like it is more outdoorsy, but still you have to drive like an hour and a half to get to the mountains and stuff.
Also, or an hour. I didn't realize this about Portland, but like everything, there's a ton of freaking freeways and highways. Like it's a very like it's spread huge, out. Dude. Yeah. I did not realize that. I didn't think that it was going to be that big, but like everything, you have to get on the freeway to go anywhere and you have to spend at least 20 minutes on the freeway to go anywhere. So that was
literally anywhere, 20 minutes minimum. Yeah. Minimum. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's funny because like everything is considered Portland, but like every like neighborhood has a name. So you're like, oh, I'm from Portland. And everyone's like, okay, but like where in Portland? And you're like, oh, I'm from Beaverton or Tigard or whatever, you know, like, and so everyone like knows like different areas. And then that is like a whole different conversation because like, if you're from like the North or the Northwest or like whatever, that's like completely different than if you were from like the South where, you know, like where you're going to be is like, yeah, a completely different story than like the Vancouver area or whatever. So yeah, it's very large. It's yeah. I mean, and also it's all this coming from someone who's been to Portland one time. So we'll definitely have to change that because, yeah, I have not spent enough time there. Actually, I think I've been there twice. I visited Lindsay once, and then I've been there once since I've lived here. So I've been there twice, which is pretty crazy that I haven't felt the need to go that way. Yeah. Which is wild. We were just talking about, speaking of, I have friends visiting this weekend. And they live in like the Olympia, Washington area. And we were just talking about the coast and they're like, you haven't been to the coast? And I was like, they had their baby shower on the coast cause they were living on the coast for a little while. And I was like, I've only been to the coast for your baby shower. And I just went for the day. Cause it was like a huge snowstorm. So Oof. Anyways, yeah, I really need to go to the coast too, because I just don't feel the need, because there's so much stuff to do over here. So mm-hmm. yeah, Central Oregon is just like so cool, and there's so much shit going on all the time that like I really don't ever go over that way. So
yeah, my mom and it's my wild. Sister came up, and I met them in Lincoln City like 2 years ago. I actually have a picture of it right here. Like maybe mm-hmm. 3 years now. I don't know. But Lincoln was great. I mean, it's kind of like an older yeah. community, but the beaches that we went to, we watched like the sunset a couple of times. It was gorgeous. I definitely want yeah. to go back there.
And then yeah. also just like wine country and like the valley is also supposed to be really cool. I've never been there. I mean, there's a lot of places. Like Oregon
My
is pretty diverse.
My realtor gave me
so.
Like two or three recommendations for wine tasting. That's like, and the cool thing about it,
fun.
Like in California, you'd have to drive like at least an hour or two to get to like a good spot. Like if you're going to Napa, like I lived in San Francisco, so like it did take me a while to get to Napa. It did take me a while to get to Tahoe. Or if I was going to go down to LA or San Diego, like I would fly, because that would be way too long of a drive. But in Oregon, you only drive like 45 minutes and you're in the middle of wine country, or like 3.5 hours to get to Bend, which is like you obviously. I haven't gone to Hood yet, but it's only an hour, like an hour and a half from Portland. So it's mm-hmm. like, and then on the opposite side, if you want to go to the coast, it's only an hour. So I don't mm-hmm. know. I'm there's a lot of options. So I'm just really excited to get boots on the ground and start exploring.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It'll be a good spot. Also, like you're closer to California and closer to fam, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss cool. my mom. My mom's coming Yay. Up. She's as soon as we were like closing on the house, she bought a flight up so she can help me move. So
she'll oh, be awesome.
So excited.
Cool. That is mm-hmm. very exciting. Amazing. Yeah. Well, I'm very excited to see the house. It's so pretty and I can't wait to visit. I mean, obviously I'm going to let you guys Yay. Settle. Actually, to be honest, like just because we're so busy with like work weekend in Ireland and blah, 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 it probably won't be until like May-ish that I get to come see the house. So
yeah.
Yeah. So no worries. Will be wild, but we'll have to plan it.
We're not going anywhere. So whenever yeah. works for you.
That's true. That is true.
Also, I like have to start. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that when you buy a house, you have to stipulate that you have to like get your carpets cleaned or whatever. And we didn't do any of that. So now I'm going to go get like a rental carpet cleaner, because mm-hmm. I am a weirdo and I like doing that. Like, I think it's going to be very, I want to do like a day of deep cleaning, doing the carpets, and then do like a little ritual to just like welcome ourselves to the house, you know, and have like a, what do they call those little sage stick things?
Oh, yeah. Definitely
so, yeah,
cleanse
really
the air.
That.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That'll be good. I mean, also carpets are gross. So just in yeah. general, just like in life, just so you know for your insides that carpets are clean, that will be really good.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have like
yeah,
a little
just, like, get it all cleaned.
Mom gave me a carpet cleaner when I moved here, just because like we lived in an apartment with four dogs and yeah, gross. And so I give it to like Lindsay or whatever, whoever, like whatever friend needs it. And they're always just like, carpet is foul. And I'm like, I know right? you don't realize it until you're like, have this little container full of black ass liquid. And you're like, I am living in this. Yep. Anyways.
That's
yeah,
why I have to like vacuum for at least like a good 30-minute vacuum once a week or something. But apparently that's too much for some people.
But also like, I don't know. There's something so lovely and cozy about having carpet. Like I do miss having carpet.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just like.
Like I think.
I don't know.
If you can
especially
get the
in a
carpet
bedroom.
Lines. Like the vacuum lines and then like throw on
yeah.
a candle. Yeah. That's a level of clean that I can get.
Level up, straight up. Anywho, I have yeah Blaine and Issa are here this weekend, so it's super fun. Yay. In Finlo, obviously, and Dukers. So we got to just hang out yesterday, which was lovely, and catch up. And it's been really pretty this weekend. It was like 56 degrees or 58 degrees on Friday, and I got to sit out in the sun with some girlfriends. Also, happy International Women's Day. It was lovely.
Yay!
I got to hang out with girlfriends, and Yeah, so it was really nice just to sit out in the sun and drink margaritas, and then got to hang out with them all day yesterday. Then we went to the soaking pools today, and then we're going to make dinner here shortly together. So that is really nice. It's just good to see them, hang out with them, and get to see Finlow and how big he's gotten. But we're going to see them a lot this summer, actually. Just they're going to come to birthday stuff, and then hopefully they'll get to come down at some point this summer. And then hopefully we'll get to go backpacking at some point this summer. So yeah, we'll get to more updates from them this summer too.
Lots of Finlow time.
Yeah. So I'm really happy about that. So yeah, it's just been a good pretty chill weekend. But preparing again still, oh my gosh, I took everything off of my walls, which is very kind of sad. Because I'm like preparing, I like got about all the stuff to like fill all the holes in my walls and stuff. So I didn't like make too many holes, but like from my curtain rods and stuff, they're kind of like bigger holes, sure. You know? So I took my curtains down, I took my everything off my wall. So my house, like, just looks kind of sad and like, I don't know. So just updates on moving process. That's where I'm at there. So I have a lot of things just in boxes everywhere. So like, yeah, my house just feels kind of weird and like, but also I'm like very happy to like not have to think about that shit when I like come back, you know? So exactly. It's sad, but I'm also like very stoked to just be like kind of ahead of the game. I also got a bunch of stuff out for Ireland and like have started kind of semi-packing for that. Those are kind of just like my updates currently. And then leave for Ireland, count out 2 weeks at this point. Woo-hoo. So that is wild. Fly away 2 weeks from tomorrow. So yeah, getting excited for that.
My husband's been spending the last like 3 or 4 days just like packing and packing and packing. So my dining room is covered in boxes. We do have a moving company. So like all of my boxes are open because they don't want us to like close them up. They want to like look at everything. I don't know.
Oh, interesting. That's kind of nice. So they know not to break stuff probably, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's just a bunch of like full half packed boxes, but it does like this last week has been a little hectic for me. I worked like over a lot more than I normally would. And then on top of that, we've just been packing and lots of updates, and it just feels like it's all culminating into good times and like things to celebrate, but it's all very stressful. So I can empathize with you. But that's great to hear.
Yeah. Sending good moving, packing vibes to both of us. We love that.
I think at the end of May, maybe like as we get to your birthday, you're going to be done and packed, right? Or like moved at that point.
Correct? Oh, yeah. I'll already have been moved. I will be moved by like April 25th, hopefully, because I have plans that last weekend of April. Yeah. I'm not going to be around, so I'm hopefully going to be moved before then. So that's the plan.
Yeah, we'll both be moved by then. That's so insane. Good. Mm-hmm. Good luck to both of our moves. Yeah. Wow. This is going to be a lot.
Everyone so far has offered to help me move, so hopefully I can just like get it all done in one day. Because last time I moved like pretty gradually, I just like did it by myself. I got help with just like my bed last time because I couldn't fit it in my car, but everything else I fit in my car, which was very impressive. So this time, if I can just get everyone to like hop on board and just like everyone help with like a few things, and I could just move everything at once, and I could just do it all in one day, that would be so helpful. So that's the plan currently. And then because I really like don't have that much time getting back from work weekend and then straight into like other activities, birthdays and like all that other stuff. But also what's really nice this time too is that I need to like be really efficient in packing, because I'm not going to unpack a lot of things. I'm only going to unpack my clothes, because everything in my friend's house that I'm moving into, I'm going to use. So I like don't need to use my bed or any of my dishes or anything like that. Okay. I'm just using all of her stuff, and like her office and everything, like all of that even. And then I'm just going to obviously use my own clothes, and then, Yeah, keep everything in like the garage, and then so I don't have to unpack anything, which is really nice. I just have to efficiently pack things so that they'll be like safe to be stored until I move again, whatever. So yeah, that is really nice and really efficient. So that makes me feel really good that I don't have to unpack. I just need to pack. So
yeah,
that is really, really helpful. So
I think out of this entire process, the nesting and the unpacking is like my favorite part. I think I'm very excited to like decide that this lamp is going to live here for the next few years, because like we're not planning on leaving or renting for a while. So
that's true. I'm really
looking forward to that.
Decorating does sound really fun. Cause I keep like trying to get rid of stuff. Cause I'm like, oh yeah, this is so fun. Like minimizing, you know? And then I'm like, but what if I eventually need to decorate like a whole house? But exactly, I'm like, I really don't want anything right now. I like really want to like get rid of things, you know? And so I'm like, oh man, I just like want to literally like minimize my entire life. And then I'm like, oh, but it would be really nice to like decorate like a house and whatever. But I'm like, right now I'm like, nope, get rid of it. Don't need it. All right. Bye. So yeah, I'm in like two different sets of life right now also, but anyhow.
I have like a lot of my wedding stuff too. Like I have teacups and I have like dishes and stuff and an espresso machine that I haven't unboxed. Like I just haven't allowed myself to even unbox it or look at it. So like, I'm kind of excited to do that and get it all in the new house and get settled in and nest away. But
yeah. Funny.
Should we tell the listener what we're talking about today?
Yeah, let's do it. You got it.
You want me to do it? Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. Here I am. I was unprepared. We are talking about faves today. Like, you know, we've just got a lot going on in our lives, but we still always want to talk about like, you know, what's the new thing at Trader Joe's? What's the new obsession? What products have we been using that we really like for the past few months? So I have, I think, like four or five of them, but I just went to Trader Joe's this last week and they had a bunch of new stuff come out for March. So I grabbed like some snacky things that I am excited about. Mm-hmm. One that I haven't tried yet, but one of my coworkers said that it was really good. So I'm going to try it tonight and I'll circle back. But do you want to kick it off first?
No, you do one of your Trader Joe's things first. Go for it.
Okay. I don't know if have you been to Trader Joe's lately?
I did. I just went yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect.
But I haven't tried anything new.
They have these little mini tote bags. You know, like the very common canvas tote bag.
Oh my God. I saw they're so controversial. Yeah.
They're so cute. I want one. I think they're cute. So cute. Anyway, I want one of those mini ones. They didn't have it at my store. So I'm going to go to a different Trader Joe's store today in Redmond and see if they have it there. Because like sometimes I love the canvas bags. I think they're awesome for road trips. They're just like throw shit in the bag and you're on your way. But that canvas bag is way too big. So I can't really like use it as a lunch pail or like use it as like a little, I have something that doesn't require a massive bag. So I am going to be very excited if I can get my hands on the little mini tote bag. So that's my first one that I wanted to mention. I'm a little obsessed with it.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Okay. My first one is going to be, you know, I'm always on the scout for dry shampoo that I love because I'm a dry shampoo girly. so my first one is going to be this. It's new to me. I don't know if it's actually new, but it is the Briogeo Scalp Revival Charcoal and Biotin Dry Shampoo. Did I already talk about this one? You're shaking your head, or do you use it?
No. I used it like last year, but it's awesome.
Okay. It is. So like we all know that you're not supposed to use aerosols, right, sprays anymore. They have like the propane in them and whatever, all the bad shit for you. So this one is like a squeeze bottle. Like you just like squeeze it and it like obviously reinflates. And so you can just squeeze it all over your head, but it's cause like, what do you call it? Like Lush powder. Yeah, totally. It's like baby powder, but like Lush has one. But it's like literally just like a squirt bottle where it's like really hard to apply to your hair. Like it's not like easy. This one is like really easy where it just like actually like floofs around where it's like easy to distribute, I guess. And so I really like it. And like the smell is like whatever, like it's not like lovely, but it doesn't smell like nothing. So So far, I really like it. It actually works, unlike a lot of other natural like dry shampoos that I've tried, or like the just like cornstarch or whatever. So 10 out of 10 recommend. They always have sales on it, I feel like, because it is kind of pricey. Like, I think it was like $20. Maybe not on sale, maybe on sale though. I don't remember.
Yeah, I did, so it is kind of Briogeo scalp treatment thing or whatever. And it had like an oil, it had a shampoo, a conditioner, an exfoliator, and a mask. And I think it also had the dry shampoo. But yeah, I really enjoy those products, but they are pricey, unfortunately. Like that little thing was like a value pack and it was like $60, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, Briogeo is like a really good brand in general. Yeah, I really like their, what's it called? Their hair mask. They have a really, really good hair mask that I like also. But yeah, it is all very pricey, but yeah.
Yeah.
Good ingredients, at least. That's good for your, good for you. Doesn't, it's like not hormone disrupting, blah, 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 all that stupid bullshit that they tell you. So, you know.
The marketing. Exactly. I love it. The next one I want to talk about is, I've been using this since I think November, and I really like it. I only use it like once or twice a week and then supplement with other face moisturizers. Have you used Jessica Alba's like Honest Company for anything? Have you done
Jessica Alba? I'm her number one fan, so.
Right, exactly. Anyway, the Honest Company has like really good products, and they try to keep it all organic, and it's all better than like the other crap that they put in there. So when I first found this brand several years ago, I purchased a friend of mine who had just had a baby, their nipple cream. Like they have a mom nipple cream and a balm that she really enjoyed because she kind of struggled with breastfeeding for a little bit. But so she really loved it and she raved to me about it. And then I looked at the other products that this company creates, and they have a deep hydration moisturizer. It's $29.99. It comes in a, you know, maybe a 1.7 flow ounce. It's not super big. It's kind of pricey. But it has been helpful. Just the winter here is so dry and my face gets susceptible to it. I already have dry like skin everywhere. So I just like need the extra oomph of moisturizers. And I have tried literally anything and everything. And this one has been really great. I think it's light enough. It's not like creamy where it sits on your face all day. You don't have to do it just at night. You can do it all day. But it does like keeps more of a like a lip balm feel. Versus being super thin than, you know, like the CeraVe moisturizers are pretty thin. You have to like reapply half day, or at least I do half day. Anyway, so yeah, this one was really good and I would recommend it. And there's a couple of other products that I'm trying, like some serums and some other face mask stuff. And I'll come back and let you guys know about it.
I think I was thinking of Kristen Bell, but I think she might just be like a promoter. Maybe she wasn't a starter. Maybe she
You know that like baby to baby foundation thing that's like really big in LA and all the actresses go to that. And I think that this is like in that same group of people. You know, like maybe they're Honest is like a big supporter of that, or I don't know. So maybe Kristen Bell is like in that group of people who support brands like that. I don't know.
Gotcha. Okay.
Anyway, because I think Honest is like more of a kids, like they did. Diapers and wipes.
Yeah, I didn't know they had mom stuff or women stuff. I thought that was only baby stuff. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, now she's got like a whole skincare line. So yeah, anyway.
Very cool.
Give it a go.
Good to know. Okay, my next one, obviously got to bring it in because, you know, it's what I do. There's a new sugar-free liquid IV. Guess what the flavor is?
Oh,
delicious. It is raspberry melon, which sounds kind of gross, but it's so good. Like it's like cantaloupe kind of raspberry melon. And I do like it. I think I'm a fan of all the sugar frees. You know how I was always giving them a hard time about how there's so much sugar in all of them? But I really do like the sugar-free, and they don't taste like sugar-free because I also do not like the taste of sugar-free stuff most of the time. And I really like the sugar-free ones. Like the grape the like green grape sugar-free one is really good. I tried a sugar-free lemon lime the other day. That one is really good. But the raspberry melon is the new flavor and I am a fan. So yeah, Liquid IV is really getting a comeback. I still think that the like OG not sugar-free, wait, just sugar-free or any like
just hydration. The sugar-free options that you've tried so far, which one is your favorite?
Probably still the green grape, but I do think the raspberry melon is pretty, pretty good. Yeah. Okay. I think it's great.
Yeah, because the original Liquid IV is like the chef's kiss. That's the best.
Well, I think the purple grape Liquid IV is the best flavor of any of the like hydration packs there have ever been. And I like don't like grape flavored things, so it's very confusing for me. But like, I do think that is like the best flavored of any of the like hydration pack things. However, I wish there wasn't like 25 grams of sugar in it or whatever the heck there is. Like,
right.
It's crazy. So I don't ever drink it because it makes me very sad. So that being aside, I do think the green grape one is probably the best one, the sugar-free green grape one. So
gotcha.
Yeah. Anyways, but the new melon raspberry one is pretty good, pretty good. Yeah.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and my next one I want to talk, it's kind of like more liquid. I guess we're doing a really good job of like coordinating our topics, but that's great. Good for us. So I have been a little upset at Starbucks for, not a little upset, I've been really upset at Starbucks for about 7 months now since I started working at the mall and like needing a little caffeine boost before I go for a 9-hour shift with like terrible people or whatever. So I've just been like not going to Starbucks and I've gone to Woods Coffee instead. Have you had a Woods Coffee before?
I've never heard of it.
They're like a thing in the Pacific Northwest or definitely in Seattle. Anyway, they have this like vanilla latte cinnamon thing and I had a free drink points. I tried it. Like, this is definitely not a drink that I would normally do. It's too much sugar. It had like whipped cream on it and like that's just not my game. But I didn't sleep the night before. I needed sugar and I was like, screw it. I deserve whipped cream and cinnamon and chocolate powder in my life. It was so good. I forgot that like you could have, and it's basically ice cream. It's like melted ice cream and you just like eat it in your face and it's all delicious. I like, oh my God. Whipped cream is so delicious. So Woods Coffee in particular, because Starbucks is just not my jam anymore. I'm really disappointed in like the quality of drinks at Starbucks. So I'm going to put them on the back burner and just keep drinking my Woods Coffee.
Yeah. I mean, on that same subject, this is not one of my faves, but they, for their like spring line or whatever, I just went there. You saw my coffee cup before we started recording. They came out with a lavender for like their spring line, like cold foam. And you have to like lavender, right? Like you just have to like whatever. Like not everyone likes lavender flavored things. And I would say it's like pretty soapy-y, like whatever whatever you want to like take from that. But it's okay. I wouldn't say it's like the best thing ever. I wouldn't say it's like the worst thing ever either. But, yeah, they did like a, cause my favorite, you know, is like the shaken, what is it? Oat milk, shaken espressos, whatever.
Right.
And so they did like a lavender cold brew or not cold brew, a lavender cold foam with the shaken espresso, whatever. Yeah. So it was pretty good.
I like lavender too. Like I like the flavor. I like eating it. I like smelling it. Yeah. The L'Occitane.
But that wasn't my fave. I'm sorry. Oh. I was going to just tell you that in general, but it was definitely not a fave. I wouldn't like recommend anyone to get it. Okay. But just in case see it at Starbucks and you like know you like lavender flavored things, it's not the worst thing in the world. But my next one is going to be Loop earplugs. Shout out to Sam Stacks. She got them for me for Christmas. And they have been in my like rotation for literally since she got them for me for Christmas because we go to so many shows and they're in my purse always. And they're in a really cute little case, which is really nice that they can always be in my purse for shows. And so it's nice to just have them where you can. They're like nice because you can still hear people talking to you, you know, but you are not, you're just not getting like the full sound, whatever, like the full I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I also have been sleeping with them recently because I really haven't been sleeping very good. And for some reason, it seems like all of a sudden my house has just gotten like so loud. And like, I don't know what it is. My neighbors have gotten really loud. Like, I do live next to an Airbnb, which is really stupid annoying. Like people driving on my street have gotten even louder. Like the wind has been really, really loud. Like, cause we've gone so many storms lately, like everything has been keeping me up or like making me not sleep very well lately. So I've been sleeping with them in a really comfortable sleep in, which is very confusing. Cause like, you know, the little like orange ones that just are like, whatever, like the construction ones, those are the ones that I like always have on hand, just whatever. Like I've never invested in like good quality earplugs. And so these ones are like the first like good quality ones I've ever had. And so they're just like, the orange ones usually like make my ear holes hurt, you know, like when you sleep in them
yeah, totally.
All night long, but these ones don't make my ear holes hurt. And yeah, so they're just really nice to have on like the day to day. So Loop earplugs. Also, I've just been like randomly getting like ads for them. I'm like, are you literally watching me sleep phone? Because how am I now getting ads for them? Because I've literally never talked about them out loud ever. Like, ever before. And now I'm getting ads for them on my phone. I'm like, what the heck is going on? So yeah, now my phone just watches
your phone's
me sleep.
Listening to you.
But how? I've never talked about them out loud. How would it have listened?
Did you text Sam about it? Because like they'll also read your text messages.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. That's so wild. Anyway. I mean, I guess we talked about it like around Christmas when she got them for me, but anyways, yeah, wild. But yeah, that is definitely a number one. If you ever need good earplugs, they're really fun. And apparently they're really fun colors because she got me a really cute one. So.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. so sweet too. Is it L-O-O-P or L-U-K-E? Mm-hmm. Okay.
L-O-O-P. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I'm sure we'll find like a link for the listener. Mm-hmm. Okay. My next one. So like I said, I haven't tried all of the things from Trader Joe's, but I'm going today to get this specific thing because my coworker told me about it. It's the garlic Asiago cheese dip. Have you had that?
I think so. I think it's really intense, isn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be super intense. I think it's been a product, so this may not be like a new thing. It's just new to me. But I have been craving like dippy, like garlicky, like savory, yummy, cheesy stuff. Because we didn't really do Super Bowl stuff this year. So like we just didn't get like an influx of bar food. So I'm excited. So I'm going to go get that today. I'll probably get like some tortilla chip or whatever. Maybe like throw on some artichoke hearts on top of it and like really do it up. But that is my plan for dinner. I am so excited.
That sounds delicious. My last one is going to be a Trader Joe's food too, but I can't remember if I've talked about it before or not, but it's literally like my favorite snack of all time. And I've been buying them like two bags at a time. They are the Trader Joe's chips in a pickle chips. Have I talked about these already?
No, but they're literally talking about.
They also make a salad bag at Trader Joe's, like a salad kit bag, whatever you call them. And they it has like a like ranchish pickle-ish dressing, and it comes with the chips in the bag too, as like the like croutons or whatever. But they sell these chips, and they're just like regular potato chips, but they have like a pickly like seasoning on them. They're literally so good. And I don't know what it is because they don't really taste like a pickle. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what they taste like. They don't taste like ranch. They don't taste like, I don't know what they taste like, but they're so good and they're so addicting. And I thought that they were seasonal, and I was like heartbroken because there was one point where there was like one bag left the one time that I went, and I was like, asked one of the guys that worked there. I was like, are these seasonal? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, what? And then I went the next time, and then I was like, are these seasonal? Because there was like a full case of them, and they were like, no. And I was like, oh my god, that guy was dumb, like whatever.
Okay.
But anyways, but they've been there for like a year now, because they've been my favorite snack for like a year now. And so anyways, but I buy them two bags at a time every single time. Mm-hmm. And I was talking I brought them to like an event, like a camping trip a few years ago, and one of my friends from Canada, she was like, this is like, I thought that no one in America like ate pickle chips because it's such a Canadian thing. And she's like, I can't believe that Trader Joe's sells pickle chips. Like, these are the best things ever. So now whenever we do like group things, I always like bring her pickle chips. And yeah, it's like our shared mutual snack. And we always eat pickle chips together. That's it's the best. But yeah, so chips and a pickle, they are the best. You can't miss them at Trader Joe's also. But also, low-key, there was like a new chip that just came out at Trader Joe's. They're like the pizza chips. Those are not good. They're not good. Not get them. There's like one chip that's like a pepperoni, one chip that's supposed to be like Parmesan cheese, and one chip that was like the sauce or something. You eat them all together. It's supposed to taste like a pizza. No, it was not good. They were weird.
Did you and I try those last year? Or
I don't think so. I thought they were like new. I just tried them like a week ago.
Oh. I feel like when we did one of our road trips, I don't remember when this happened, but like we had a pizza flavored chip and you and I both tried it and we threw it away because it was so bad.
Oh, those were combos. Those were really gross, but that was completely different. So gross. Yeah, those were very weird. Yeah. We don't like it.
I have one other Trader Joe's snack that just came out too to talk about, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had the Hold the Cone tips just yet?
Oh my God, no, but I've heard everyone's talking about them, or not now, but last season around this time, everyone was talking about them. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're seasonal, but they're bringing them back. I'm going to go get them today. I remember them last year, but they're not very big. They're only supposed to be like a little bite size. So you can't like, okay. Last year I had like a little pint of ice cream and I would just dip like the top of it in the ice cream. I'm not going to do that this year.
Explain for the listener what it is.
Okay, so it's basically the, like, everybody knows what a snow cone is. Okay, we're going to look it up, listener. Don't worry. But basically, it's chocolate with a wafer, and it's like a little snack. It's like the little tip of the ice cream cone. But we're going to find out exactly what the cookie is.
Drumstick. That's what they're called.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, because I don't buy drumsticks. That's not on my radar. But having a little snack that I can just like, yeah. So I'm going to, it's basically the Hold the Cone tip is the name of the snack.
Everyone knows the drumstick. The best part of a drumstick is the base. It's the very bottom. It's the last bite. It's a little chocolate part in the base of the cone. And it's just that part. And you get to buy just that part. And then you...
It's super good. Okay, let's see your explanation at it because it's better than anything I would have ever been able to do. Anyway, I'm going to go get them today and I'm really looking forward to it because they're super good.
Do you want to move into gratitudes and grievances?
Yeah, we can move on and let's do the same thing we did last week. Like I will do a grievance and then Kelly's going to end on a gratitude. We're going to 50-50 this week. Okay, guys, this freaking week has been such a whirlwind of emotions. I've been working a ton. I've been interviewing. And it like all culminated on Friday being the longest shift that I had all week long, the latest shift that I had all week long. And I cut my hand in two separate locations. There's an insane sale going on. So like everybody in the store was touching everything and there was children everywhere. And it was just like nonstop like shenanigans from 1 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock in the morning, basically. So my grievance is, if there's a million people in the mall, and I don't know, I feel like we talk about this a lot, just be like self-aware. And that very much was not on the theme for this shift that I had yesterday. Like people were just throwing things. I had a mannequin that was naked for half the day because like people just kept taking clothes off of the mannequin. And there was a child who had like a snow cone or like an ice cream cone and then like dropped it right in the middle of my store and just like walked away. People left their like coffees in like the cabinets of the clothing. Like it was just a nightmare. Anyway, so just, I don't understand the thought process of somebody who like leaves their empty trash for somebody else to pick up in like a clothing store. I don't know. It just really irritates the crap out of me. So that's my grievance. I know it's, you know, kind of our soapbox, but people just be self-aware, throw your trash away in the receptacles where they belong. Because little old me, who's already having a bad day, had to like put on a fake smile and was very close to losing it on multiple people yesterday.
I'm sorry.
Just not a happy camper, but it's done. I only have a couple more shifts left and then we move. So I'm not really sad about it, but like, come on. This is such a theme. We are never not going to have crappy, shitty people in my life. And it's just really upsetting.
I'm sorry. Yeah, especially not in retail. Holy crap. Yeah. Right. Dang it.
Anyway. Okay, that's my grievance. Tell me about your gratitude.
Yeah, my gratitude is for just the Humane Society. So, we've been talking about, I have been cleaning out my house, and I had like a bunch of stuff from Moose and Bruce, and I was like holding on to it for some reason, and I don't know what I was thinking. It just like felt weird to like get rid of it, kind of, you know. I don't know what I was thinking or doing, but I was like, I feel like I just need to get rid of it and just whatever. So I called the Humane Society, because I actually didn't realize it was like so close to my house. And so I called the Humane Society, and I went and dropped it off, and I donated it to them. And they were just like so thankful. And they're like, thank you for thinking of us, because I had like dog beds, and I had sweaters, and I had diapers, aww, and I had like leashes and harnesses. Like, I had so much crap, and I didn't realize I had so much. I had like dog food bowls and food, and like, you know, just treats, and like so much random stuff. And I kept some of the treats, because like I have a lot of doggy visitors a lot of the time. But anyways, so yeah, I just like went over there, and they were just like so, so thankful, and they're just like so sweet. And like then they were just like, do you want to like come say hi? And so then I got to just like go say hi to all the little dogos. And there was like a lot of puppies, which like we all love puppies, right? But like the puppies were kind of overwhelming, because they were just like screaming and barking and whatever. And they were just like really upset. And there was like poop everywhere, of course, because they're not potty trained, you know. And so I was like, they smell terrible. So I just like went and hung out with like the bigger older dogs, and they were like so sweet. And there was like a really sweet like older dog that I was like really into, and she was so sweet. Obviously, I'm not getting a dog. Don't be fooled. Like, don't think that I got a dog or anything, everybody. But I like told her, I was like, you are so sweet. You are so lovely, like you're gonna get scooped up so fast. We had like a little talk, and like she's gonna be okay. Aww. But yeah, I just like really, I really loved her. But anyways, yeah, so just I want to give gratitude for the Humane Society for just like obviously being so great and so wonderful, whatever. But yeah, just like they are also just like such cool humans, and they take care of the puppy dogs. And yeah, I mean, there's also so many other animals there that I didn't realize. Like in the lobby area, there was like snakes and bunnies and rabbits. And like, I was like, whoa, this is really crazy. And, yeah. So obviously there's like a cat area. I didn't go to that side of the building, and whatever. We all love the kitties too, but yeah. So it was cool, and I just like felt really good, and it was nice to be able to like donate everything into doggies and kitties that need it. And then they said that anything that they couldn't use, they like also have a thrift store. I didn't know that either. And so that they sell some of this stuff too, so that they obviously can raise money to pay for dog food and cat food and whatever, all that stuff too. So just like donate to your local Humane Society if you can. So yeah, because even if they can't use this stuff, they will be able to sell the stuff in order to buy things that they need, or pay for like spay and neuter and all that kind of stuff too. So yeah, I just think it's a good organization. So just grateful for them. So yeah, it was a good experience, and it was something that I just like needed to do, I think. So yeah.
I was going to say, that sounds very cathartic and like actually really wonderful to just like, you know, be able to honor and yet, you know, take some good feels and talk to some really sweet dogs. That's so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. So, and also it was nice also, like I get to spend a lot of time with a lot of good doggos. So it's not like I'm missing, like I do miss having a dog, but I also know that I'm like not in the right space to have a dog right now. And, and so it's nice to know that I can like go and see doggos and pet doggos there. And yeah, it's nice just to have the option. So yeah, but just go hang out at your Humane Society if you're able. It's really nice, and they always need help. Yeah, and support. Yeah. So that's all. That's all I got.
Woo! Well, that was an excellent episode. Look at us just like going through the things.
Yeah.
Anything else? What do you got?
I don't think so. We love you all. Happy Sunday, peeps. And we'll see you all for two more episodes. And then we got two in the bank for you while we're MIA. And then
we've been planning. We've been scheming. We've been setting plans in motion. Everything Heck is yeah. happening so quickly. We're going to have like a ton of updates over the next few weeks, just as we get like moved and traveling and then work weekend. So yeah, it's going
to
be exciting.
Yeah. Thanks, yes. Lots to come from us. Lots to come. Mm-hmm. So we love you all so much. And thanks for being candid with us.
Bye.
Bye. I need to say bye.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30.
Thanks for being candid with us.